Lions became extinct in mainland Greece long before this sculpture was made, but they had a long and varied afterlife in Greek art and mythology. This lion has much in common with a dog, an animal the artist could study from life. Look at the rippling flesh at the sides of its mouth and the tongue and teeth inside. The lion is wide-eyed and snarling. On the side of its body, the ribcage shows through its skin. Some features here come from the art of the Near East, where artists could and did observe lions in life. To the Greeks, the lion must have seemed a fantastic creature. In Greek mythology, the hero Heracles fought and killed a ferocious one at Nemea, and several other monsters have leonine parts, including the chimera, the griffin, and the sphinx. In the gallery next door, you'll find a sphinx that once crowned a gravestone. Like that sphinx, this lion almost certainly stood guard over a grave. It may have been one of a pair, standing on a high wall to frighten anyone who came in disrespect.